to.
Do we have to do this, though?
We don't want to.
Say goodbye to our little girl.
I know. Nikki's off on maternity leave as of today. She'll be in the background for the next couple of weeks.
Oh, she's tearing up already.
I know. It's awful.
The word maternity leave actually makes me cry. Just the word. It's just bizarre. I'm just going to miss you guys a lot.
We're going to miss you, but what is ahead of you is this beautiful bundle of baby girl, and we can't wait to meet her. It's only going to be a couple of weeks.
Yeah, it's so exciting. Anytime. I was actually sad you guys were, you offered to deliver the baby if it came early.
Yeah, on air.
On air. Absolutely. Live streamed, which would have been really good for me.
Now, for new listeners to the show that don't know, you've been here since day dot of Tanya and I being together. So we're in our 8th year now. Yeah. I know, we're in our 9th year. I don't know.
So how old were you when you started 21. With Tanya and Steve? 21
yeah,
years old.
21, yep.
She was this baby that came in bouncing in, get the crumbs off your nose, rise. Looks ridiculous. He's been shoveling food down his gullet.
Sorry, I've ruined this moment.
Little baby girl, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And I've been through everything with you.
You're right. Yeah, I've grown up on the station with you guys. You're my second family. You know that.
Having said that, it just dawned on me, okay, the true story that not many people know, in fact, not many at all. We were told about EP Nikki, and they said, no, she's really good. And we're going, oh, that's great. Yeah, okay, when does she start? Because we're on here Monday. Oh, she won't be able to start for 2 weeks. Why is that? She's on a cruise. Oh, she's super keen.
Steve, you love cruises. Surely that would have been brownie
point. A thumbs up for how you holidayed. Wasn't when.
And don't forget the fact was her parents paid for the cruise. So you were still holidaying with your mum and dad when you started with us.
Yeah.
She was, and they were paying for everything.
That's true.
And really nice, beautiful house, and I'm a baby. God, you've come a long way.
Really have grown up.
Well, look, we just wanted to send you off with some little gifts.
We've got some gifts. Here comes Jason.
Here's some champagne. Champagne you can't drink.
Champagne you can't drink. There's some food you can't eat. And there's some flowers. Please don't sniff them. They've got bees on them.
That is so beautiful. Thank you so much, guys. That's really sweet. Oh, my God. Oh, I can't. I'm going to cry again.
Go on.
This is beautiful.
Go on, cry.
Stop.
Now, have you guys got any favourite EP, Nikki? Nikki's coming back at this stage as well. Like,
maybe.
At the end of maternity leave.
I would be back. And I will also, as I said, I will be in with the pram most weeks, coming in, getting a little breather, which I'm told I'm going to need.
What's your official due date? Because people always ask.
Yeah, so my due date's the 23rd of Feb.
Okay, so you'll be back 24th?
25th, actually. I was going to give myself an extra day.
Right.
Yeah. I'll be calling in. Well, we were just talking about this off air. I'm sure I will be messing the whole thing up and you'll hear about it. So I'll call through and
you'll be a wonderful mother.
You'll be
a beautiful mother. And I've said this to you off air, so I'm safe to say on.
Yeah.
Both you and Jake will be amazing parents.
You will. Mm. You're just both gorgeous. Thanks, and guys. We love you both. And we're going to love the three of you in only a couple of weeks' time.
Yeah. And I must say,
the hormones are so strong. I'm 3 weeks out, guys.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just joining you because I've never been this emotional. It's like you're dying.
I know. I feel like I'm doing my own eulogy.
Yeah.
I will be. I've heard labour is tough, but not that tough.
Tanya and Steve, have you guys got any putting you on the spot? But any real fond favourite memories of Nikki over the 8 years?
I think my favourite one too, if I may, and you weren't there to protect me, is when she went off her brain at me 3 weeks ago.
I remember that.
3 months ago.
That was the hormones. Yeah. Too, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely. Just had a piece of me.
Yeah.
She went with him.
And luckily, I just held my hand on her head as she was swinging.
There'll be more of that.
There's plenty a few emotions going on.
Yeah, plenty of faves. But my very first encounter with Nick in a car, she picked me up for an event we had to go to. Now, this was not long after we started.
Okay.
You started.
Yep.
And there she was. She was nervous because I was in the car with her anyway.
Yeah.
It's like having your mum in.
Yep.
And then she takes off down a one-way street with oncoming traffic. It's like,
oh, I recall that.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's like, wow.
So just to be clear, 8 years I've been producing this show, and my two favourite memories are driving down a one-way street and having a screaming episode. It's been good, guys.
And my most fond memory of Nick, I reckon once a week she would call me every morning at 5 o'clock in the morning and go, guys, I forgot my swipe card.
Yeah.
So I have to go down, level 7, go down, let her in the building, follow her up, and then,
Rise is going to get so much time back in the morning, honestly. He'll be able to focus on the show.
While we're remembering, I don't know if you even remember this one, Nick.
Yeah.
But you come bursting very early days. I'm thinking first couple of months.
Yep.
And you come bursting into the studio going, guys, I've got the Prime Minister. I can get you an interview with the Prime Minister.
Yep.
I went, I don't care. And then she learned quickly, I don't care. But it was Tony Abbott, so I cared even less. And then she told us, you just have to drive to the Central Coast.
Yeah, that's right.
Heard that? Yeah, and I just looked and went,
legit.
And I looked at her and went, no. And she started crying.
I was very passionate about when I got a guest.
The tears have dried up. You've grown up because you used to cry a lot in the early days.
I did.
I'm crying now.
No, but that's not the same reason. You used to cry because you didn't get your way. She was like a petulant child.
Guys, in these stories, you're meant to sell nice things about me.
Sorry.
Just we'll practice this off air.
How pretty were you when you were married? There you go.
There you were beautiful.
You guys emceed my wedding. That was really beautiful. Again, I'm coming back. This is not like this is just goodbye for a little bit because we haven't spent longer than 6 weeks apart, which is a holiday break at the end of the year, obviously, for us, in 8 years. So it will be really weird. But as I said, I will still be bothering you regularly. What's the other producer
doing?
We
absolutely love and adore you and Jacob and your whole family. Yeah. We're going to miss you very much.
Thank you, guys.
Do you think she'll actually return a text of mine now?
That's pushing the friendship.
Admittedly, they're usually 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Nah, love you,
love
mate.
Love you, Nick.
Love
gonna
you guys.
Miss you.
Thanks so much for your support. I'll talk to you very soon.
Absolutely. And we'll be back on Monday.
We will. Have a great weekend.
See you then.
Tanya and Steve off to build another great show for Newcastle. $50,000 off all McDonald Jones homes on now. Triple M's.